News and interviews from across the world and right here in the central Susquehanna Valley. This is WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. He could not be fabulous, sir. Mr. Rob Center, our producer, we appreciate that. Shortly after this interview, the interview will be posted online at WKOK.com on our podcast page. So we thank him for taking care of that work also. In the studio with us now, we have a couple of people who are going to help us launch into the Be Kind campaign. It's being put on right now by the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way, WKOK, Daily Item, Evangelical Community Hospital, some of the folks that are involved in this, a lot of various schools and companies and businesses, and just a lot of people are getting involved, and it's getting some chit-chat on Facebook and Twitter, too, so maybe even Instagram. I don't know. I wouldn't know how to do that, so I guess that's probably working. But certainly Be Kind is being brought up and talked about, and we have some folks here to help us do that. To my immediate left is Andrea Boris. She is a teacher in the Southern Columbia School District, teaches world languages. So welcome aboard. Thanks for coming in. How many languages do you speak?
Well, including English, 3.
Okay, well, super. All right, so you teach those at Southern Columbia, and you're the advisor for a couple of groups. One is the SAVE group, that is Students Against Violence Everywhere. That's kind of the Sandy Hook group.
Yes, exactly.
That evolved. And then the SPARK group, which is Spreading Positivity and Random Kindness. So you help advise those students,
yes,
too. So you mentor kindness all the time,
yeah,
pretty much, right?
I try to.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, yeah, I guess there's a human condition that prevents us from being totally kind all the time. So.
We try to focus on it, right?
All right. Fabulous. And to the rest of our guests, she is Mrs. Boris. Josh Bainbridge is here. He is a student at the Southern Columbia School District. And Sienna Sosnowski is here. They're both juniors. So welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Yeah, I do appreciate coming in. You can say thank you, Sienna. And they are honors students. They are both just superlative students in all their subjects, English, Spanish, and math, and a wide range of other studies up at Southern Columbia. They're involved in a lot of activities. They're co-chairs of the Southern Columbia Sandy Hook SAVE, which is that Students Against Violence Everywhere Committee. And that is a branch, sort of an affiliate, of the SPARK group, which is that Spreading Positivity and Random Kindness. And they are also youth ambassadors for the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way. So you guys are going to need big business cards if you're going to start handing them out, because super involved and just really active at the school. I'll start with Sienna. What is the kindness campaign? How'd you get involved in that?
So we are part of the SAVE group, and with that we found people who could contact just to get involved and do different things at our school. And one of the organizations that we got to contact was the United Way, and we found out about the Youth and Ambassadors meeting. So me and Josh went to one just to see what it was about, and they gave us the kindness campaign that is this week, and we decided we want to implement that in our school this year.
And what would motivate you to take extra efforts to be kind? Why would you do that?
It's something that's really needed, especially with like teenagers and everything, because people can be so mean, either just to face-to-face or with social media. So any way we can spread kindness, we're going to try and do that.
All right. And I'm going to ask you precisely the same questions, Josh. Why get involved? How did you get involved in the kindness campaign?
So, like Sienna said, we went to a youth ambassador meeting, and we got in touch with the leaders of that, and they showed us the kindness campaign. We implemented it into our school. And I think it's really needed in our school right now, because last year was like a really dark year for us, and I think we're finally coming out of that, and implementing this just helps it.
Do you ever think to the future what you'd like the school to look like, what the attitudes to be like? Do you kind of think forward like that?
Yeah, I think we all think the same thing. We all want the school to be a better place, which is why we created SPARK last year, and we've done a lot of things that help bring our school into a brighter place.
Do you do that also? You sort of, part of this might be envisioning, you know, I wish people would do a lot of things they mm-hmm. often don't do, what I ask them or think they might if they were me, kind of thing. But tell me about that. What do you think the school could do or should do, or where attitudes should be?
I want people to be more open about talking about mental health and everything. I feel like teenagers especially, they keep that quiet, and a lot of people are suffering and they don't tell anyone. So if we could be more open and honest with others, so we can make that a better place.
Yeah, Bucknell University, they launched a fairly extensive loneliness conversation and book read. Did that just strike you as something that's might be appropriate at your school and everywhere, really?
Definitely. I feel like a lot of people feel alone, but they don't tell people all the time. So reaching out to those people who may not want to speak out is definitely something that we're interested in.
Well, Mrs. Boris, Andrea, how do you get through the day without popping because you're so proud of these kids?
It's hard. I'm sitting here right now, and I'm so proud of them, half teary-eyed. They're wonderful young people, and I'm very blessed to work with them and also a large group at school. We have about 35 in the Spark team. These are two of the shining bright stars, but it's a blessed day with them.
And they talked about maybe a darker year last year,
yes.
A brighter year this year,
yes.
And I asked them about an even brighter future. Do you help guide that or nurture this vision?
They have it in them, and I definitely want to encourage them, support them, give them a place to bounce off their ideas, but it's them. It's them. They're coming to the group. They're the ones with the ideas, and I'm trying to, you know, kind of be a mom at school.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's nurturing. I mean, mm-hmm. that's what it's all about, you know, saying, yeah, that's great, and how about this? You know,
mm-hmm.
maybe pushing them a little bit. I can't imagine.
Yeah, it's a little push sometimes.
These folks probably don't need quite as much as maybe I did back in 40 short years ago or so. All right, 50, but anyway. But what do you do to nurture them? Well, you know, what kind of guidance do you provide?
They hopefully know, I think they do, that I want to hear their ideas. I think that's important. I think sometimes the teenagers think their ideas aren't welcomed by adults. They're not encouraged to speak their mind on things that aren't traditional, like these kinds of campaigns. They're going to go against the norm of how a teenager should be. And I try to make sure that they know that their ideas are worthy, they're valid, and I will help them go wherever they want to go with their ideas.
And if, do you find, and this might be more of a personal reflection, less educational, that just bringing up kindness, talking about it, having a group that's dedicated to random kindness has a ripple effect that the sort of it's working?
Absolutely, definitely. Definitely ripple effect, not only in our school, but I think in a lot of the individual students' lives, in our community. These young people have come with ideas for little things to huge ideas in the school to do nice things for the whole high school. And they brought the idea to go out into the community around Thanksgiving and do a pay it forward day. And that was their idea, and that was all their hard work on a day that was no school for them. Right before Thanksgiving, they went out into the community, left quarters places for laundromats and Tide Pods with little notes, you know, that I don't know what the notes actually
said. Free laundry.
But free laundry, yeah.
Right. Don't eat them, I guess. Okay. I was completely in jest before the show. I asked you, Josh, if you're going to be able to cure unknown diseases and feed the poor. But I'll tell you what, we could cure unknown diseases, but eventually anyway, and feed the poor if everybody were super kind. Mm-hmm. Do you get a sense of what she's talking about, that a little bit of kindness goes a long way and we're going to radiate kindness into the future?
Yeah, definitely, because I think talking about that pay it forward day, there's so many people that were so thankful for what we were doing, and the whole point of the pay it forward day is that we pay for something and they go on and pay for somebody else's. So me and Sienna, we went to McDonald's and we bought a gift card and just kept swiping it for everyone. And we met this man there actually, and he told us like his whole life story and how he's been a trucker for 30 years and he lives in his truck and travels around the entire country. And just like getting those like, I don't know, ideas of other people, it's just, I think that's really important.
Well, sure, it's a human contact. He has he has peripheral contact with a lot of people and no intimate contact necessarily with anyone while he's at work. So maybe that would help out. Do you get a sense at all, Sienna, that what you're doing is, I think it's going to change the world. You know, this isn't just a whimsical high school project.
It's amazing to see, like, what small little action, how big it can impact someone else. So I feel like doing a lot of stuff can impact a lot of people and can start maybe a movement, and everyone will want to be kind to each other.
You're going to help start a movement?
Hopefully.
What does it feel like to think that even if the world doesn't change at all, you've done what you can? You took action.
It feels amazing knowing that we're trying to do something to help other people who might be suffering.
Mm-hmm. What should everyone do? We're just about out of time here, so I'm going to ask you, what should everyone do?
Be kind.
How so? How so? You mentioned what, compliment or appreciate somebody. That's today. What else?
Just taking time out of your day to even smile at someone or say hi. That can make a big difference to make someone else feel happy. Just little things.
Okay. Josh, same question. What should everyone do?
I think everyone, like, should start feeling comfortable talking about their problems, and other people should be there to help them when they're down. And that's kind of like the whole point of what we're doing with Spark and Save. Yeah.
Do you ever get the feeling you might even save a life? I mean, you know, stakes are high, really, when you think about the tough world we live in. Mm-hmm. So, okay. Well, believe it or don't, we're out of time, but thank you so much. I appreciate you coming all this way to chit-chat with us. We're going to send you over to 94KX in a second here. Josh Bainbridge. Excuse me. And Sienna Sosnowski, juniors at Southern Columbia High School, actively involved in the Sandy Hook Save Promise group and the Sparks, Spreading Positivity and Random Kindness. And their teacher and advisor, Andrea Boris, here, world language teacher from Southern Columbia School District, participating in the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way Kindness Campaign. Thank you all so much for coming
in. Thank you so much. Have a great day.